Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. Calls for multiple 50 basis point cuts died down fast. We've been arguing for some time now that 25 basis point cuts are appropriate and US economy is not heading towards an imminent recession. Strong jobs report last week validated this view. Rate cut expectations adjusted quickly and market pricing now matches Fed's dot plots for the first time in ages. 25 basis points at each meeting this year and 100 basis points in 2025 seem just about right to us. Hovering around 4%, we think treasuries are fairly valued now, and if we see investors unwinding positions further, pushing yields above this level, we'll be close to a point where duration exposure looks attractive to us. Having said that, it's the outcome of US upcoming election that is of key importance to fixed income markets, in our opinion. As of now, polling in battleground states suggests a very close race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. We believe that a Harris win should be favorable for fixed income assets, as policy continuity coupled with Fed easing into an eventual US economic slowdown should entice investors to move further out the curve, supporting a robust total return outlook over the coming year. We believe it's the exact opposite were Trump to reclaim US presidency. Our view is predicated on the expectation that Trump would follow through on his promise to implement a wide set of tariff increases in this new administration. This could be highly inflationary, and our analysis suggests that headline inflation could increase by up to 1 percentage point in the event 10% tariffs are implemented across a wide range of goods and trade partners. Such a spike in inflation would likely prevent the Fed from being able to cut rates in a meaningful way in 2025. Slower growth and higher inflation are not conducive to seeing a fixed income rally ahead. We'd expect hundreds of billions that already moved further out the curve in anticipation of rate cuts to move back to cash and short duration assets, something that could be disruptive to our asset class. The good news is that we should have an answer to this question in a month from now. Even if the outcome is a negative one for fixed income, we do think that investors should have a long enough window to reposition, as markets might focus initially on lower taxes, less regulation, and more M&A under a Trump scenario. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.